Man, I cannot stop smiling. It is week one. We got football to talk about. I broke out the starter jacket. It's 90 fucking degrees outside. I don't even care, man. Mike, you ready, dude?
We ready. We ready. Let's get it.
Welcome in, folks. It is episode 123 of Out of Your Falcon Mind, Atlanta Falcons Fancast. My name is John, your host, joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Cottrell, on a lovely hot day. Buddy, what's going on, dude?
Well, I've been trying to develop an alternative fuel from a mix of all natural substances, but the mix was highly volatile until we found a catalyst to help stabilize the compound and supercharge the fuel. No, buddy, I'm ready to rumble! Ready. Yeah, if you ask John, I've never been early to a podcast. Oh, I was 20 minutes early for this
one. Damn near beat me. Yeah.
Damn near beat John. When I logged on, John wasn't even in the chair yet. That has never happened, ladies and gentlemen. I'm ready to go week one. I'm bouncing off the walls. Let's get ready to rumble! Let's go.
Yep, and anybody listening on audio, you just went deaf. So you'll get take a few minutes for you to hear us again, but it's all good. Man, we are here.
Let's go.
Oh, man. The longest summer ever has come to an end, dude. Yep. I mean, we finally here. So, like I said, man, coming to you on the Variety Sports Network from the In the Clutch Studios. Check out In the Clutch. As you can see, they've got some cool stuff. 10% off with your if you use Variety Sports at the checkout. So, yeah, check out intheclutch.com whenever you get a chance. Welcome to any new viewers, and we're probably gonna have some new folks this week and then the following weeks, because you know we have the diehards throughout the entire year, and then we have the folks that come back for the football season. Totally cool, man. Well, however you want a fan, you guess how you're gonna fan, man. That's cool. But we're gonna have a preview show for you every week. We're gonna have a recap show for you every week. So welcome in. Hope you enjoy the content. If you do, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. It just helps more Falcons fans find us and so they can enjoy the content we're gonna put out. We do have merch, just to give y'all an idea of what it looks like. That's some of it. We've got hoodies. It's kind of blurry, but you can kind of see hoodies. We've got the ATL on the mic shirt. We've got the Who Threw That there. That's the back of the Who Threw That there. It's just our Out of Your Falcon Mind logo. And then the purple shirts, we're doing an Alzheimer's, basically the September's Alzheimer's Awareness Month. So any of the purchases made of the purple shirt, you'll see it's Rise Up for Alzheimer's on the website. The portion of the proceeds go directly to Alzheimer's research. So, yeah, definitely get on there and get those purple ones. They look good, too. They look good. I've got one on the way. So, yeah, man, it should be good. So, that's that. And then of course, man, if you're listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, drop us a 5-star review so we can grow on those platforms as well. Shout out to Dave Choate and Will McFadden for making last week's show like almost the highest listened one we've ever had on the audio platforms. And it was our most successful live stream that we had. I did a short video just thanking everybody earlier in the week, but the live stream we had was fantastic, man. Like there was so many people in the chat. I couldn't get to everybody, but it was awesome, man. So we appreciate those guys for coming on. And also, man, if you check out Morgan Man Sports, I was on with him 2 days ago. Mike damn near was on, but Zoom.
I damn near was there.
He gave him the finger over and over and over again for about 20 minutes straight. He tried to get it to work. Would not work. Yeah. But, man, we had a great time talking Falcons opening week and just a little bit of everything with on Morgan Man Sports with Stacey. So check that out. He'll drop that. I think it's tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. It'll be out on all the audio platforms. So I think he's trying to get it on YouTube as well. But Morgan Man Sports, check it out, man. Anything, buddy, before we get going that you want to say?
So I just say, well, first of all, let's do a quick intro. It's week one. Let's do a quick intro for our new listeners and just for anybody that's tuning in Out of Your Falcon Mind for the first time. Just Johnny Yates, you do this better than me. Just give them a quick rundown of how we met, how we started it. Just week one. Just one more time, buddy.
You got it. Yeah. So Mike and I, we've been best friends, brothers, more like family for the best better part of 13 years or so. And we used to work together and we talked Falcons all the time. And we eventually said, you know what, we should just start a podcast. And we should have did it a long time ago, to be honest with you. But we finally decided to do it. And then we drug our feet 5 weeks into the season of like the 21 season. And then we're like, fuck it, let's go do it. So then we started it, but it was all pretty much audio. And then we kind of morphed into this YouTube show, which it's now became. And we're still learning. We're still trying to get better. We listen back and we watch back and try to pick out different things we could do better each week. But we're just diehard Falcons fans, been watching since 91. Both of us started watching. Mike's actually from DC, moved down here in 2010. Yeah. And I grew up here since I was 3 years old. You know, my family was actually from Virginia. They started off as Redskins fans. We moved down here when I was five. My dad said, you got to make a choice. I chose the Falcons. They then lost to the Redskins the next year in the division or the NFC championship game. So I don't know if that was a good or bad sign, but either way, I stuck around with the Falcons. And, you know, Deion's what got us both like, just damn, like, who is this guy? You know, that's what kind of
got us. Shout out to Prime, too.
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a few minutes. Yeah. But that's it, man. And we just started the show. And like I said, we've been growing pretty well since we started. Shout out to all the creators that has supported us and helped us grow, because without them, and we couldn't have gone as far as we have. And shout out to everybody in the chat. Shout out to everybody listening and watching, man. Welcome. It's going to be a hell of a good season. If you haven't subscribed, like I said, go ahead and jump on there. I think the last time I checked, 72% of our viewers are subscribed. So that's a pretty good number. So if the other 28% can just lock in there, we can maybe reach that 1,000 that we're almost at, and then we'll be straight, man. But
and of course, I just want to add on to that, subscribe to Out of Your Falcon Mind on TikTok, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Instagram, on everything. To all our returning listeners, are we going to turn it up a notch? Yep. Out of Your Falcon Mind has my full attention. We getting ready to take this up a whole notch. And me and John got some wonderful opportunities, some wonderful things to talk about. Out of Your Falcon Mind is going to the next level. I got a brand new camera I'll be debuting next week. John has lights, all be damn trap doors. The production value has upped. And again, man, we just want to thank all the creators, because when we came into this, we came in as the new guys, and everybody showed us love. We showed everybody love. Everybody seems to enjoy the show, and we enjoy y'all enjoying the show. So we are the craziest Falcon podcast you'll find. It goes off the rails every single show, and that's what you guys seem to enjoy. So let's do it. Week one, buddy.
Yeah, we're going to have some life type of stuff, I guess, we talk about. Fun stuff, but, you know, it gets in there. Before we get to that, Thursday Night Football, we do have football tonight. We have NFL football tonight. We have the Chiefs and the Lions. And look, I just found out Kelsey's not going to go tonight. So that sucks for whoever's fantasy team that, you know, he's on. But it's going to be an interesting game, dude. I mean, because that should be – we'll see what the Lions are about, because we got them in a few weeks, you know. I think it's, what, week three that we play them?
And please set your fantasy lineups. Please don't forget and be whining tomorrow, because it's week one. If you have Lions or Chiefs, you need to adjust it right now before the game come on. Do it right now. If you have Lions or Chiefs on your roster, go do it now. Don't forget and get all into the game. But football is back. Please neglect your children, neglect your pets, your spouse. Football is back. Let's go.
So we have to address two first. Mike put out a short earlier this week. It quickly became our most viewed short in the history of Out of Your Fucking Mind.
But so I want to talk about that. So it is our most viewed short of, you know, Out of Your Falcon Mind history. And I'm going to just tell you the story real quick to start the show off. So I'm out. I'm at work, right? I'm minding my business. And the cops get behind me, and I notice they behind me. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I don't need another problem from the police. Me and the police have a long storied history of not getting along. So my heart was in my stomach. I said, oh, no. She pulled me over, and this lady get out of the car. By the way, absolutely gorgeous. She had dreadlocks. She was gorgeous. And she come up to my, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm doing a few things wrong. So when she said, do you know why I pulled you over? I really don't, because it's a few things I'm doing. She said, well, you're not wearing your seatbelt. And I'm like, oh, all right. And then, man, this lady just lost. She was out of her falcon mind. She lost. She gave me all the cut. Oh, you got dimples. Oh, you so cute. Oh, I love your hair. Oh, you adorable. So I'm so uncomfortable. I'm like, what is going on right now? And this lady's like, are you single? And I said, I just got cheated on and broke up with just recently. I'm single as a Pringle, right?
You should have. So, you need to have a dash cam.
I really need to plan a GoPro for my life. Too. It is the that most too. Entertaining shit in the world.
Yeah.
So I say, yeah, I'm single. And this lady is asking me, well, you know, I could cook like, man, what you like to eat? I like, man, I like your vegan food for the ship. Oh, yeah, I be doing that. So she's trying to cook for me. She's trying to go out on a date. She's trying to do all of this. So I think the lady's attractive, but I don't mess with police. No way. So I'm sitting there like, yeah. And she like, all right, I'll be right back. So she go back and I'm so like overjoyed, like, oh man, I got out of ticket. Like, that was kind of cool. I feel like a pretty girl. And the funniest shit, she came back with the ticket. I was like, your sign right here. And I was so confused. I was like, I'm thinking like, she gave me the ticket with her phone number. She gave me a piece of paper. She said, here go my number and just sign right here. And it was the most confused. I didn't know how to feel. I just was like, because I was feeling cute. I thought I was attractive for like 5 minutes. And then when she came back with the ticket, I felt ugly all over again. So it was just like, it was hilarious, man. She gave me the ticket. She gave me all them compliments, all that flirtation, and still gave me the ticket. I bought her number up and threw it out the car. And like I said on the TikTok, I'd rather date a Saints fan than the police. You don't stand a chance with me with that behavior. I am not dealing with you. I do not mess with police, but I don't mess with Saints fans either. But if I have to pick, it's going to be Saints fans. Shout out to Chris Howard. But she was very nice about it. And I will tell you this. I don't know if that was just so soon that she didn't put it in the system yet, but I tried to pay it and see how much it was, and it wasn't in there. So maybe she didn't put it in. Maybe she wrote it and did, but it was not a warning. It was an actual ticket I had to sign. It was the funniest shit ever. She still gave me the ticket after all that. It was hilarious.
I was going to say, maybe
it just felt good to get flirted with. Okay, I just got cheated on. Okay, I'm hurt.
I was going to say, maybe if you accepted her dinner invite, maybe she wouldn't have gave you the ticket in the first place.
Maybe.
If you've been like, you know what?
She would have got mad one day and pressed charges on me for something I didn't do, and then I'd be facing time in jail. I don't mess with the police.
Yeah. Very good.
Awesome story. Great story. Because it was just a seatbelt, I just thought it was, you know, my mind went to something. When the police get you, think I'm going to jail for the rest of my life or something. Yeah, so it was just a seatbelt. And I got to wear my seatbelt. I should have been wearing my seatbelt, as you all should. And I had it tucked behind me, like clipped in. Don't do that. Wear your seatbelt. Don't go through the windshield.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. Listen to that, kids.
Just wear it.
And
but shout out to everybody that liked that short. I just did that off the cuff, and it broke the record for what we did for short. So y'all are crazy, and I love y'all. Thank you.
And there's zero way to segue out of that. So I'm just going to go right into our Dynasty League, which we have Atlanta created. We have the Falcons Creators Dynasty League that we drafted last week. And we are playing. We're playing Dirty Fanatics this week. We're playing
Chase. Dirty Fanatics. Here we go, buddy.
You know how they have the prediction? It's pretty dead heat, man. It's like we have a 51% chance. He has a 49% chance. But you never. I mean, that shit's never right. But so y'all know what our team looks like, man. We have Jalen Hurts at quarterback. Our two running backs. This is the starting lineup. Austin Eckler, Jahmyr Gibbs. Our two wide receivers.
That's Chase, ain't we playing Chase?
Yeah, I'm playing Chase. Yeah, I'm just giving you our lineup now. Yeah, yeah. And then Drake London, George Pickens are our wide receivers. Schultz from Houston's our tight end. We got J.K. Dobbins as our flex. Justin Tucker is our kicker. Actually, we have two flexes in this league. I just realized. So Sutton from Denver is our other one. So hoping that Sean Payton can put something together with Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Oh, he will.
And then the Packers is our defense. So I'm gonna have to switch that out when we play the Packers next week. I can't root for the Packers, you know. So we got a pretty good shot, man. He's got Burrow. Unfortunately, he got Bijan. He drafted, I think, number three, and he took Bijan with third pick.
Okay.
So, he's got Burrow, Bijan, James Conner, Devontae Smith, DJ Moore from Chicago, Njoku, Ayuk, Juju Smith-Schuster, Ku from Atlanta, and the Jets defense. He's got a good squad, too. So I don't know how we're actually favored, to be honest with you. By
Chase, my man, and I usually wish you luck, and I wish you luck in any other thing you want to do in life, buddy, but not against us in fantasy football. I hope you lose horrifically.
There you go. And we are another one for Variety Sports Network, which is the funniest damn thing I've ever seen, because it's actually a good idea to begin with, because whoever, I forgot who decided to do the league but this way, but we're all in different time zones. We're on the West Coast, you know, Mountain, Central, East Coast. So dude was like, you know what, let's just set it for however long. So we literally had 8 hours in between picks. This is the first, and 23 rounds. I've never been in a 23-round dynasty league in my life. This thing took over a week to complete. You're constantly logging in to see if you're drafted or not. And then once we had the full team, when you go to set your lineup, it's like you have too many players. You have to drop guys. You can only carry 20. So I don't know why the hell there was 23 rounds to begin with. You can only carry 20 as a max. But it was funny as hell. I was going back and forth with some of the guys in there. We were just laughing around. Like, this is the funniest shit. So we played Fatboy Fedaway this week in that one.
Yeah.
So, we're projected to win in that league too. We're a little bit better team, I think, actually, too. Justin Herbert, Nick Chubb, Barkley, Devonta Smith, Ayuk, Darren Waller, DeAndre Swift, Rashad White, Graham Gano, and I picked the Falcons defense. I think they're going to rumble this year, buddy.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, that's our dynasty talk. And we'll probably give dynasty updates every week to see if we won or lost, you know, whatever how that goes. Did you see Deion Sanders coach on Saturday?
Let me tell you where I was, John, when he was playing. I was in This Is It, buddy. I was in
That's
This Is
beautiful.
It.
That's beautiful.
I was in This Is It. I'm so proud of that dude. I'll be honest. I think that a lot of people don't like Prime because Prime is confident, but Prime is such a good person. I don't know of a teammate or anyone else that's ever had a complaint about his code of conduct. He's just a confident person, but what a good dude and a leader of young men that need it. He went and changed the game for like HBCUs, and then he went to Colorado, and he have his son being tutored by Tom Brady. I'm just so proud of the dude, man. That is my man. That's my favorite player in NFL. He's one who like made me like the whole sport of football. So I'm so happy for that dude. I'm so happy for his son, and I wish him continued success. Prime is just a good dude, man. Prime is just, if you are offended by Prime, then you got the problem. It's something in you, because he's just a good dude, and I'm very happy for him.
Did you see the post-game conference?
No.
He let the reporters have it.
Oh, what'd he say?
Oh, like Ed Werder? Like, you know, like he was like, no. He's like, I read all that bull junk that you've been writing.
He
took a little bit. I mean, to me, like, I get it, because, you know, you're in the heat of the moment, you know, and you just won a huge game against TCU, a team that was in the national championship game last year. But to me, it took away a little bit from the performance.
Like
your son just threw for 500 fucking yards. You know what I mean? Like historic type performance, you know, for Colorado, and was amazing. And, you know, Travis Hunter played 110 snaps, both sides of the ball, ridiculous interception. Like, I was just thinking the whole time, like, man, how he would be great on this Falcons team, positionless football type of team. But, they got Nebraska this week, man, but it was cool to see, man. I was happy to see Prime go out there, because they were 21-point underdogs. So it was cool to see him go out there and get the win, man. Nick Bosa signed his massive deal, making him the highest paid defensive player in the league, which is not a shocker. He earned it. That's what happens when you're outside of quarterbacks. If you can get to the quarterback, that'll get you most paid in this league. So congrats to him. I had a very like outside wish that he wouldn't sign there, and we would possibly go get him with all the money we have to spend this year, but it's okay. It's kind of a long, you know, not really going to happen anyway. Before we move on, let's hop in the chat. Bubba Gump.
Bubba Gump. Let's go, Bubba.
You take these comments, Mike.
Let's go, Bubba Gump. Out of my Falcon mind for Falcons football. Curry said, Bubba Gump, I know you're excited because you didn't just put your red in. He missed it. He was so excited, he forgot to do it, Curry. I'm with you. Yep. What's up, Curry?
Going on, D.
What's going on? Fellas, finally got to catch a live show from y'all, and it's 72 hours to the Dirty Birds kickoff. Let's go, Ritter. Let's go, Falcons. My man, D. Kiara, what up?
What's going on, Kiara? Good to see you.
Curry, what up, John and Mike? Let's go. Less than an hour till a meaningful football game is on. 3 days until our Falcons play. See y'all there. Curry will be at the game. Mm-hmm. Curry is coming to Atlanta to watch the boys play for the first time ever. Dave, good evening, guys. What's up, Dave? Hopefully, hopeful. What's good, John and Mike? What up, buddy? I love that picture. I love that hoodie. Jordan, my man Jordan. Good afternoon, fellas. Hope everyone is doing awesome. I'm so excited for the season. Finally here. You're damn right. Curry, it feels like a holiday. It is a holiday. Dave said, let's make Sunday right outside of the Super Bowl season, which we don't speak about those that we do not speak about. Sir, I can't remember this being a must win. There are literally no excuses. I agree with that last statement, sir. Mac Town, what up, fellas? Falcons, let's get it. Morgan, man. What's up, fellas? Hey, man, I'm going to be on the net. We got to get you on our show. My stream works on our show. Rise up, fellas. Can't wait for the release of the collab. I'm looking forward to my Dirty Bird starting off the season 1-0. Hope y'all having a great show today. You know we will. Mary Mike, what's up, mother? Millie Mills, out of your Falcon mind. Millie Mills in at the start of the show. Hold on.
Let's go, baby.
Millie Mills never been on time for a show. He come like halfway, a third. Millie Mills here early. You know it's something. Bam! Miss Pam, the best part of my training camp was meeting Miss Pam. That was the dopest part. Miss Pam, what's going on? Smitty, my man Smitty, the blueprint. Mike and John. Whoop. Deion Sanders about to change it. He already did, Smitty. He going to change it again. Curry said, no, she's wrong for that. If she wants to give you a number and go on a date, she needs to give you a warning. That's what I said. Give me the warning. You don't have to sign that usually. Give me a warning.
She might have felt bad after the fact. That's why she didn't follow.
Maybe. She would have gave me the warning.
Cross our fingers. Yeah.
Jay Burt, dudes, out of your Falcon minds. Rise up.
Oh, boy.
Birdo. My man Birdo said, let's go. You're damn right.
Shout out to Birdo. I think he's out to eat right now. So, man, if you're out eating, man, appreciate you for tuning in, man. Man, Kenny, what's up, buddy?
Look how cool Kenny is in that picture, man. Come on. What's up, fellas? Let's go. We call him Cool Kenny.
All right. Chat, thank you guys for joining us, man. Team captains were announced, buddy. No huge surprises. Chris Lindstrom, Jake Matthews, Grady Jarrett, Jesse Bates, Young Hoku. There was no Desmond Ridder. People were upset about that. Do you care that Desmond Ridder is not a captain?
No, he shouldn't be a captain. The captain is not designated by position alone. The captain is designated by leadership and your seniority on the team sometimes. So you got Jesse Bates is still a veteran. And like Jake Matthews, that's the team captain. That's who should be the team captain. And Chris Lynch, like, it shouldn't be ready yet. That has to be earned. He'll earn it. If he earn it, he'll have it next year. You got to earn that. That's not just given based off, oh, you the quarterback. No. You earn that. So it means something when that C is stitched. That's why it's stitched in. It's not a sticker. That's why it's stitched in, because you earn that. Yeah, that's on your jersey permanent. He has not earned it yet. Hopefully he will.
Yep, that's what I thought too, man. A lot of folks were pissed because, you know, C.J. Stroud was named captain and on the Houston, and then Sam Howell was named captain on Washington. Exactly. That's a different squad. It's a different way of doing things. Like, all the players, like, you know, Art has preached no entitlement since he walked in the door, right? And so he's not – and I know it's a player-driven thing, but the players are going to take that type of mantra as well. And I think they all know that Dez – they all support Dez. They've all said it 1,000 times. Dez knows that. He said it in his press conference. He's like, I got everyone on their back, and they know that, and I know that they've all got my back, you know. And it's like, I could care less. I mean, you know, if he goes and balls out this year, we all know he's a leader. We've all talked about it for a year now. You know, if he goes out and balls out, he'll earn that C next, if that's the case, you know. But I'm totally fine with him not having it. You don't give it to a guy. To me, I don't. It's fine that they gave it to the rookies, you know, if they need like a boost or a confidence booster. It's more what it is. Like, I don't think he needs that. You know, if anything, it's going to motivate him even more. So, doesn't bother me, man. Those guys that are team captains, it makes total sense to me. They've been here for a while. That's it. Point blank. Period, man. Depth chart came out. No shocker, really. There on the depth chart, Bijan RB1. Anything for you there that he's RB1 and Tyler's not, or do you care?
No. That doesn't have anything to do with usage. We don't know what the usage is going to be and what the role is going to be. So there's no way to predict that. That same way with the captain. He's still the leader of the team. Like, the quarterback is the leader of the team. So it's just a C on the shirt. So that same way with the depth chart, like the order, you don't know what, like, injuries, you don't know what any of that means. It's just like, you don't know what usage is. And like, Arthur will throw you off on purpose just to do that. So I have no concern with that.
Yep, me either. And CP designated as the J position, which is the Joker position that we found out after the fact, which I fucking love. I think that was great. He basically floats between all the offensive meetings. He's in running backs. He's in wide receivers. He's in tight ends. He's in quarterbacks. He's in offensive line room. Like, he's literally like popping in and out of all the meetings, which is great, man. I think it's hilarious that they made it that position there. It's just more Art being himself. On defensive, man, we've got your starters real quick. Grady Jarrett, Onyemata, Calais Campbell, Bud Dupree, Caden Ellis, Troy Anderson, AK, not 47 anymore. He changed his number to 17. So AK 17 now.
AK 17.
Which doesn't have the right ring to it. We'll have to just call, what do they call him? The doctor? Any of the doctor? I think that's what we have to, let's have to just go back to that. AJ Terrell, Jesse Bates, Richie Grant, D. Alford locking down the nickelback position, which we all assumed that would happen. He earned it. I mean, he didn't do anything to give it up. Clark Phillips is the backup to D. So we all figured that as well. He's going to be on his ankles all year long.
It has to be earned.
And then Jeff Okuda, number one starting corner. Then we look at special teams. D. Alford, also the punt returner, which I will say, I did call that shit the day we were at.
You did. You called it at training camp.
So he was in the group that was returning. I was like, man, he looks really damn good returning punts. He may win this job. And then he goes and obviously returns one for a touchdown against Miami. So yeah, he goes out and takes care of it. The backup punt returner is Mike Hughes. Again, not a shocker. We kind of figured that might be the case too. CP is your kick returner, with Mike Hughes is also the backup. So again, not a ton of surprises, man, on the depth chart. Kind of fell how you figured it was going to. We all know the offensive lineman. You know, I mean, there's not a huge change there. Behind Kyle Pitts is Mecole Pruitt and John Fitzpatrick being at the reserve position. And then Johnny Smith, of course, opposite of Kyle Smith. So, yeah, I mean, that was nothing. Like I said, nothing blew me away with that, kind of what we thought was going to happen. Buddy, our boy Maddie was on 6A The Fan this morning for about an hour.
I love it.
He had some, man. It was great, man. He talked a lot about just the game in general. But what was cool, man, is they asked him, they said, do you think that the preseason does enough to get guys ready? And he said, no, honestly, I don't. He said, not now. He goes with it being three games. And he said that he personally liked to play three or four quarters during the preseason. He liked to get hit. He liked to just get in there and just, you know, feel the pressure of the pocket, all that stuff. But, you know, he also said he realized that, you know, it's not just – he understood that the owners and the player and the coaches had a responsibility to keep guys healthy and make it to week one healthy. So he gets both sides of it, but just as a player, he wants to play. And I think that's how a lot of the players feel. I think they want to play more, but they also get that they don't really have a say in it. And that, again, they want to stay healthy at the same time. He said when he was at training camp, he said, watching Bijan run routes, he said, dude, you would have thought he was a wide receiver. He looked like a wide receiver running those routes. So that was cool to hear. He really was high on Kyle Pitts this year, like you've been saying for 2 months. He said he, with him not being the focal point like he was in year one, you know, with Matt, that he's gonna have just a breakout year because he's gonna get matched up with guys who shouldn't be guarding him. So I mean, that's gonna be, and I thought that was cool to hear. He talked about the game manager kind of term, that he hates it. You know, because that's this game. But we've talked about it too, because that's kind of like the quarterback job. You manage the game to an aspect, you know. But it was cool. They asked him about Dez and kind of what he expected, or if he was Dez, you know, what's kind of the expectations. And he said, man, he goes, for first and second down, he goes, I want Dez. You know, Dez should rely on the coaching staff to call good plays that gets you good yardage first and second down, whatever that may be. He said, where Dez has got to be successful and make his money is on third down and in the red zone.
Yeah.
He's like, if he does that, he's going to he'll be just fine, and the team will be just fine. So I thought that was kind of, you know, that was kind of cool. Never heard it really broke down like that, so that's kind of cool. It was cool to see Matt there, and he's going to be popping in and out, I think.
The coolest part about that was the wee slip. He said
we a couple of times, and shout out to Tish. Tish, I don't know if she's here tonight, but she's one of our listeners, viewers.
Shout out to Tish.
Pointed out, She pointed that out this morning on Twitter, and I was like, oh, I gotta go find this. So I went, yeah, he said, we are looking good or something like that. And he was like, oh shit, I gotta, you know, they, and like, they were all like, no, that's we.
It'll always be we, Matt. Damn always, right.
Damn
buddy.
Right. Damn right.
I try to tell you, if we win the Super Bowl, he should get a ring.
That's right. That's right, man.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, yeah.
Greatest Falcon of all time.
All right. So, getting into the game against the Panthers. Just looking real quick to see who's even playing in the game, but the injury reports. Mm-hmm. Kadarius Hodge was a full participant today, so that's awesome. That's great. He's back. Akuda did not participate, but they have not ruled him out yet. But typically, if you don't practice on Thursday, you ain't playing on Sunday. And if there was ever a game for him not to play, I don't really care if he didn't play this week, because we'll get – and I'll tell you why in a second when we get to the Panthers depth chart. CP was limited, and Jonnu was back. He just had a rest day yesterday. He wasn't there yesterday, but it was just a scheduled rest day, not a big deal. So the Panthers are kind of beat up, man, on a few positions, specifically wide receiver. Chenault and Mingo were the only two wide receivers not listed on the injury report this week, and Mingo being a rookie. So their main two guys, Adam Thielen and DJ Shark, Thielen was dealing with the ankle, Shark dealing with the hamstring that won't go away. Both did not participate today. And then Terrence Marshall was limited. Amir Smith Marset was a full participant. So their entire wide receiving core is beat the hell up. So again, if you're the coaching staff of the Falcons, I don't think you throw Akuda out there, man. And I know it's the NFL and everybody and blah, 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 blah. But I mean, like, come on, if there's ever a week that you could afford to sit him, it seems like this is probably a week you can do that.
The disrespect that John just showed when he said blah, blah, blah is a staple of Out of Your Falcon Mind. You goddamn right. Blah, blah, blah. But keep it going. I love it. Bryce's going to have a problem. Now, hold on, John. Now, I got to ask you before we even start this. What percentage of you is like a proud dad to see Bryce in the NFL? Or are you just completely like, I want to rip his head? Or is it like 10% of you like, damn, he made it, I'm happy for him? Or are you like, no, I don't care?
Yeah, he's a great kid. I mean, I'm happy he made it. We knew he was going to make it. You know, he's going to be number one pick. I hope we sack him like 10 times and he doesn't. You know, I mean, like, now it's – that's it. That's where it stops. You know, like, I appreciate what we did at Alabama. And yeah, I'm glad you're in the pros, buddy. But yeah, you're going to get hammered on Sunday. So that's
both things can be true. You're damn right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just looking at the game, man, overall. And I didn't mention him on the injury report because he's not injured, but Brian Burns has been not showing up. Mm-hmm. He's been there. He's been showing up to the team facilities and working out on his own, but he wants a new contract. And they could have done this last year, but they didn't. Yep. He put in two Pro Bowl seasons in a row. He wants his money. He earned it. I think he was waiting on Bosa's deal to go through. He's not Bosa money, but he's close. You know, he's probably in that 25 plus a year type range. So I don't know. I heard just reading online that the Panthers were already around 23. But if that's, you know, so I don't know if he's going to play Sunday or not. Now, if he doesn't, that's huge, man, because we know he's kind of owned Caleb McGarry these last couple of years. Caleb, I love Caleb, man, but he's got a problem with the speed rush. You can't stop it. We saw a 350-pound Akeem Nicks speed rush him last year and get by him. So that's a problem. So Brian Burns, he's a dynamic player. You know, he's a guy like we just talked about with Bosa. If you can get to the quarterback, that changes entirely how you scheme against the defense, right? So I'll have to watch that, see how it progresses. And even if he does play, I mean, I know he's going to – it's not like he's going to come in and be out of shape. We know he's in shape. But still, if you haven't been on the field, like going against guys all week, it's going to be different. You know, it's going to be different. So either way, that's a huge story for them all week long. You know, and I don't – special teams-wise, just to go ahead and get the special teams out of the way, their punter has been – because they asked Marquise Williams in the press conference about John Hecker. He's been known to do some fakes and he can throw the ball, so that could be something that we see on Sunday, because it may be part of the thing where, like, hey, they may be trying to get back in the game, they may be trying to change momentum of the game, so you got to be aware of that, you know. So who knows, but just looking at it, man, if you had to put — well, do you mean to tell you my three top threats, or do you want to say your top three top threats on offense? All right,
top three for you on offense is who?
Top three on offense: Bryce Young, number one. You're going to have to get to Bryce, right? That's going to be the thing. It's like we know he's got the arm talent. You know, we know he's very calm and cool and collected in the pocket, But if you can, and Matt said this on 6A today too, if you can pressure him up the middle and make him get out, and but you have your ends maintain him and make him get really uncomfortable in there, then you're gonna have success. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, I think Carolina's probably going to have run a lot of easy plays to start off. They're gonna do some screens, they're gonna do some quick passes.
I agree.
Because they're for two reasons, and Matt said this too. I hate just taking this from Matt, but he's right. Mm-hmm. You got to give that O-line some confidence because the O-line's not been very good during the preseason. They got a rookie mm-hmm. starting at right guard. So the center, I think, and the left tackle, a little shaky. So you're going to want to give Bryce some confidence. You're going to give the O-line some confidence. And so I would imagine for us, we got to look for that quick passing game. Miles Sanders didn't play a snap in the preseason. He's been hurt, mm-hmm. but he's been okay. He's been okay, just not participating these last couple of weeks. So we don't mm-hmm. know what Miles Sanders, but that's my second guy is Miles Sanders, just because. I mean, he's still Miles Sanders. He's one of a few threats you can give him. I don't take any of the receivers as a threat. The only, and this is a little bit off kilter, but Hayden Hurst, man, tight ends have killed us throughout the years mm-hmm. For various reasons. So Hayden Hurst is going to be that safety blanket for Bryce. He's going to be that check down guy. He's going to be, you know, who he might look at, especially if a couple of his top receivers are down. So mm-hmm. whoever's responsibility of it is to cover Hayden needs to be on Hayden. And that needs mm-hmm. to be, you know, that's my three on offense. I mean, and I'm not shitting on the Panthers. There's not a lot to choose from.
So I was going to tell you that, man, I don't even have three because it's not a lot to choose from. The only two ones that I'm even fearful of is, again, Hayden Hurst. We do have a problem with tight ends, and Hayden is damn good. Hayden does not drop that ball. If it's in his vicinity, he will catch it. Bryce, the only concern I have with Bryce is that if Bryce start taking off. So I wanted to ask you, how likely do you think he is to take off with him? I know he can run, but due to his size, do you think he want them hits on him in the NFL like him? Because I feel like if he start taking off, he gonna be a hassle for us. But I don't think he'll be as ready to take off because of his size. Now, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, he definitely looks to throw. Like, he's not trying to run, but he's fast. But I mean, he if he does take off, he's smart when he does. He picks it smartly, basically. So I don't think he'll hesitate to run, but he does look to throw first. It's gonna be a last resort for him. You know, I don't think they're gonna do any design runs for him. I think that'd be kind of stupid. But I mean, and the thing is with Bryce, like I said, I mean, mentally, he's got everything that you want from a quarterback. Like, the moment's not going to be too big for him. He's been in big moments and big games at Alabama. He's, you know, this is a different setting. It's his first NFL game. He's going to have nerves. All that stuff's going to be the same. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like DeMarco Hellam, just listen to him talk about him. You know, he played against him at Alabama, you know, practiced against him for 3 years. And he's like, you know, he just doesn't get rattled. Like, nothing shakes him, mm-hmm. you know. So, like, that's the biggest thing. We're going to have to shake him. I mean, we're going to be our guys up front. Have to hit him. Going to have to, like, put pressure on him, get him uncomfortable, you know, make some of those stuff tough. So that's what we're looking for, man, on offense, man. Before we get to defense, just shout out a few more people here. John
Higgins. Big John, afternoon out of your Falcon minds. What's happening?
And if anybody's new tonight or whenever, throw the blowing mind emoji into the chat. You just want to throw it in the chat for the hell of it, throw it in the chat.
Right, with your comments.
Yeah. That's right. Gary says the Panthers are hurt. They are hurt.
The Panthers are hurt. And they're going to be emotionally hurt after Sunday. And that's the cool part. Millie Mills said, I just want to see this defense. I'm totally confident in this offense. I just want this defense to start to gel. The defense, I'm telling you, I think it's going to look good, Millie. I think it's going good. Man, Millie getting more positive every show. I think I'm telling you, by the next show, he's going to say, man, we're going undefeated. ATL Pete said, hey there, everyone. What up?
What's going on, ATL Pete? Good to see you. Uncle Steve, what's up, bro?
My man. Y'all got to go check out Uncle Steve. We say it all the time. John and Mike, super jealous every time. John wears that old school starter jacket. Yes, sir.
I had you on.
And Cap, let's get this win Sunday.
I had you on, man. It's the start of the season. I know it's hot outside. Start of the season. Man. I got the AC on, the fan on high, so we're good to go. let's see. He's Millie said, I fully expect to see Bryce Young struggle Sunday. Where can I bet on that?
Where can I bet on that?
I hope he does struggle, man. I hope he does.
DraftKings.
Yeah, exactly. Probably so. See if anybody else.
Hey, I just want to shout out something real quick. Don't y'all do that parlay shit and start, man, losing y'all rent money and all that. Take it easy, okay? Budget in your $50 to bet. When you lose it, let it go. Because y'all, I know, going to do parlays and have y'all going to be jumping off roofs and crying that your house, that you getting evicted. Calm down. Don't just go all in unless you're doing it for the Falcons. That's all I'm saying. That's Bubba right. Gump, Bri's food. Welcome to the NFL. See, this when you need William Moore or Keanu Neal. I just want to welcome him. I just want to, William Moore, Keanu Neal, I need somebody to welcome. I don't know who that Falcon is. I asked y'all on one show, who was the Falcon, who's the welcoming committee? Yeah. I don't know who it is. So somebody got to step out to like, oh, he, and I'm counting on Troy to do it. I'm counting on Troy to welcome him. He said, F Brian Byrne, run the ball right up. That's how I feel, Millie. I think that man, Rusty, man, it ain't nothing like football speed with live bullets. He's not prepared for that. So run right at him. ATL Peach, the mind-blowing emoji. Y'all got to add that in there. Kira said, Panther fans have gotten too cocky for my liking. Our whole division is too cocky for my liking. How the Bucks, bro, you got Tom Brady for a few years, and all of a sudden you good? Shut up. And the Saints, shut up. And the Panthers, shut up. If you don't like the Falcons, just shut up. Mute yourself. Millie Mills said, hey, just tell Calais to step on, bro. Yeah, Calais might help. You better be. Curry said, how many sacks will we have total on Sunday? Ooh, John, what you say? Since it's a rookie and I feel like John just said he'll look to throw, I think that'll be to his detriment. If he start taking off on us, I think that'll be to our detriment. Because John said he going to look to throw, I'm going to say three.
I'll go four, baby. Let's go.
Ooh, John. Yeah. When is John? Hey, hold on. Now, wait a minute. When is John talk to me in a, oh, God, it's week one. We going under
the new season, baby. It's a new season. I watched. It's new. Look, I watched stage 10 out of your Falcon Monday. I got jacked. So stage there you go. 10.
Hey, I was thinking about that today. Like, this is stage 10. Oh, man, we going undefeated. I can tell my preseason.
No, it is 100%.
If y'all haven't seen it, go watch the 10 stages of Out of Your Falcon Mind. It's on our YouTube. It's the number one thing on our Twitter. Check it out. Yeah, it's dope.
Exactly. Hopeful, man. I'm loving this.
8 sacks. Each one for – hey, man, that's shit talking at its finest. We going to spill Carolina? Now, I love this. I think Grady said that Grady Jarrett will have his best season, and Kyle Pitts. You cannot target them no more. Bub Gump said 3, but I'm hoping for 4 or 5. Yeah, man, y'all talking my talk. Jay Black, Bryce ain't going to have a choice but to run for his life. That's what I don't want. I heard he was an excellent runner. I don't really want that. I want him to throw because he's going to throw interceptions and shit.
Yeah. Well, and on defense, we'll just do this. Our biggest three threats on defense for me, if he plays, Brian Burns. Just because that's mm-hmm. their best player on defense, so he's got to be. He can disrupt stuff. Derrick Brown has owned us the last couple of years as well. He just tear up left. I mean, last year, I mean, left guard was obviously spinner revolving door for us. So I mean, you know, he was able to eat that up. So we'll see what Bergeron can do against him. Well, depending on where he's lined up, obviously Lindstrom can. You know, I have a lot of faith in what he can do. And then looking at the back end. Well, linebacking core, Shaq Thompson, man, great linebacker there in the middle. And then Von Bell. I mean, that kind of just veteran guy, you know, played next to Jesse Bates last year in Cincinnati. So they got to kind of get their secondary lined up in the right positions. Nobody in there. I mean, J.C. Horn, if he can stay healthy all year long, he's going to be a really good corner. But lined up against our big guys. And then whoever else we have, you know, like I was listening to Aaron Freeman and the crossover with the Carolina Locked On Carolina this week. Right. Mm-hmm. And it was today. And, you know, he the dude, I can't remember his name now. So sorry, but the guy who hosts Carolina Locked On Panthers. He's saying that, you know, he's not too worried about our receivers because, you know, like, you know, Drake's pretty good. And Hollins is OK. But then, you know, you leave out – he doesn't mention Pitts. He doesn't mention Bijan. Doesn't mention Jonnu Smith or Tyler Allgeier. Like, that's all the problems here. It's not just singular guys. It's not like we have Julio Jones where you have to just target now, like, you know, anymore. Like
he didn't do his research before that podcast.
There's several guys. It's going to be a problem, man. That's going to be a problem. Yeah. So, and like I've said before, I don't care how they spread it out. Just get it to whoever's open. I don't even care. Just get it to however they want to be open. Any different guys for you on defense, buddy?
No, I think it's the same. I'm not a fan. Keekly, I was a fan. You couldn't be a Thomas Davis. I was a fan, but Shaq Thompson, he is amazing. So I can't. He's played on the Panthers, but that dude is amazing. He's been amazing for a long time. He's gonna always be a problem. Ooh, I like what Jay Black just said. Wait a minute, I like this. I forgot about him, Jay. Mike, we got a hitman for Bryce Cole Adams. You might be right. I'm telling you, he gonna get pressure because he a rookie. He gonna see everything. Like, they gonna send the house to him. He gonna be seeing it from everywhere. And I want somebody to welcome him, because I feel like even Tom Brady, when he get that first punch in the mouth, he don't want to feel it again. Like, all the throws start getting rushed.
Yeah, no.
Millie Mills said, about to go tune in. I'll catch y'all next show. See.
Is he gonna watch the game? I get it, man. Yeah, go watch the game.
That's, you gotta go. Yeah.
Well, that's the great thing. We'll be on replay.
You was on time because we was leaving early. See, Millie, I caught you. You was on time because you knew you was leaving early.
That's right.
I love
appreciate
it.
Appreciate you, Jay Black. Appreciate you.
Well, you watch the rest of the show later, Millie.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So, for basically, man, on offense, obviously we know Art's going to want to run the ball. It's just, I mean, that's going to be every week, right? We're going to say the same shit every week. Art's going to want to run the ball, establish the run, and everything else plays off of that. So, that being said, it would make sense, right, if the defense, and we should say also, the Carolina defense, new coordinator, new scheme, you know, I think running a 3-4 scheme now, so it's going to be a little bit different for them. But their idea should be to stop the run, right? They should want to stop the run and force Dez to make good decisions and beat them.
Yeah.
You know? And that's going to be essentially what a lot of teams have. They're going to pick their poison, right? I mean, so – it makes sense that you would choose to pick the guy who started four games to try to beat you rather than Tyler Algier, Bijan Robinson, whoever else you want to throw out in the run game, CP, whatever. It's going to be on Dez. It's going to be on Art to be creative and make the right calls, make the right checks. So I think this puts a ton of pressure on Dez, man. Like, this is like right off the gate. I think this, because Carolina doesn't have, they have a pretty good defense overall. Like, that was one of the strengths of their squad last year. They added a few guys again, like, you know, they're going to try to, if they sell out on stopping the run, Dez is going to have to come out and use his arm and make good decisions. Mm-hmm. And hopefully he does, and everybody and everything works out great. But do you think that's going to, do you agree, basically?
Man, I think that just the same way I said about Bryce, Dez is going to have the same issue. You really a rookie, and I'm going to send everything at you just to see if you've been studying, just to see if I hit you in the mouth, if you start rushing your throws, because you haven't proven anything else, because you haven't proven nothing up. So you just as unproven as Bryce. So I want to punch you in the mouth and see if you start panicking, see if you start rushing your throws. And I'm going to be honest, man, the person with the hardest job on Sunday, maybe in the NFL, is going to be Desmond Ridder, because your own fans are waiting on you to fuck up. Your own fans are sitting there like, nah, you better, because we could have got Lamar. You better see. So your own fans, and even the ones who aren't like, yeah, I hope he messed up, are like, you got to prove to me. I didn't see nothing. So you got to prove it to yourself, to your family, to your teammates, to your coach, to your fans, to the Panthers. You got to prove it to everybody. So, I don't envy that position, because that's pressure. That man got pressure on him. But I think that that Arthur will do the same thing that you said for Bryce. I think you run some easy plays. You get his confidence, man. You don't start going. You get his confidence up. You script some plays. You get his confidence up, and you gradually work him in. You want him to have a successful, easy game on Sunday. You don't want to ask him to do too much. Just a stepping stone. You don't want to be like all in. Stepping stone to confidence. Confidence is key. It's like a pitcher in baseball. If you lose that, it's over. So, yeah, shout out to Dez, man. I really do wish you the best, man. I'm rocking with you, man. I'm behind you 100%. I hope you crush it, buddy. Big Low,
what's happening, bro? Good to see you, man. I mean, you know, Dez is going to have to not only just kind of have everything slowed down for him, but, you know, they asked him in the press conference, like, you know, are you ready? How do you feel? Are you feel ready even with the limited amount of snaps you had in preseason? He said, oh yeah, I'm ready to roll, you know, and he reiterated, and he said this several times. Other players have said this too, that Art and the coaching staff makes the practices so damn difficult and so damn competitive that when it gets to game day, that it's not as, it seems not as hard. You know, you just have to go out there and execute what you've done all week, or, you know, weeks leading up to practice. They talked to Jerry Gray. They talked to, you know, today, and Jerry Gray said, you know, his influence on the defense, basically, but he would be kind of like the little guy on Nielsen's shoulder going like, hey, you know, do we, should we try this or that? You know, like, so he said Nielsen would be calling the play, which we knew Nielsen's going to be calling the plays, but, you know, Jerry Gray said, you know, there's sometimes a good chance that, you know, guys get kind of caught up calling, you know, they're in the game flow, they're calling the same stuff that's been working. He's like, it's my job to say like, hey, we've done this, this, and this. Like, don't you think we should do this now? Like that, just having another point of view, basically, which is great. I mean, that's somebody that experienced, you know, doing that. That's great, man. The fact that it's all a collaborative effort. That's awesome.
What you just said, that's the key.
Yeah. And he said, unknowingly, and they asked him about how long they've been preparing for Carolina. And I didn't know this. It's pretty cool. He said they've put in little things here or there throughout. He said they've been preparing unknowingly for Carolina for weeks. They've put in little things here or there that all come together this week in the full preparation for the team. So pretty awesome, man. Pretty awesome. So anyway, how does Carolina win this game, in your opinion? Like what do they have to do? How do they? Like if they want any chance, what do they have to do?
If they want any chance to win the game, I think that you have to put Arthur Smith in a position to outthink himself. He's been prone to do that, to where he is outthinking his own self. I think that they're thinking that I'm thinking. He can lose us the game if they can put him in a position. I don't see the talent beating our talent. I'm just looking at the roster like, it's no way. Like, y'all all hurt, and we got the – it's really like this. It's not even a comparable thing right now. So the only way they win is coaching, is if they keep the game close and they make him have like – because I've seen him do it, like where he just outthinking like, Arthur, what are you doing? If he makes the mental mistake, they can do it. If they can keep the game close and they make him have to coach, because just like Desmond, to me, that man has not proven that he can out-coach the other coach. I have rarely seen him do that. I have never, like, where you out-thought the other team. I have not seen you do that yet. So, yeah, man, all this hype shit is in practice. All this hype shit is in training camp. All this, all, man, it sounds amazing. I need to see you, Bill Belichick. I need to see you outthink the other coach when it's like when the talent is even. Can you outthink the other coach? Can you play chess? And I haven't seen him play chess yet. So I think that Arthur, and I'm behind Arthur too. I love the mustache. I love the swag, all that. So I'm hoping that he got to prove it to the fans. He got to prove it to the team. He got to prove it to Arthur Blank. He got to prove it to himself and everybody watching him too. Like, dog, you haven't been that impressive as a coach. I'm being honest. You haven't. So now you got to prove to us. Now you got the groceries that you shop for. We let you pick your own groceries. If the food nasty, you can't cook. That's it.
That was my next point. We've talked about it, and Matt even talked about it today on 680. He said, you know, this is the first year that Art has had really the team that he's wanted from the beginning to really do what he's wants to do and what he's good at doing. So, you know, as much as the pressure is on Dez this year, it's just the same amount of pressure on Art. So, I mean, and I agree with you. I mean, I love the guy. I mean, I hope I've thought about it before. As a dude, I hope he succeeds just as a person. Yeah, but, cool dude. But obviously as our coach, I mean, we only want him to succeed as the Falcons, but, you know, and he said the big, you know, and Matt was talking about as well, you know, a big thing with organizations now is when you bring on a new coach, you know, you've got to give them time to implement their scheme and get the players that they want. That's been done now. All right. So we chalked up year one and two to clearing cap space and drafting players. That's going to be, you know, players that he wants to succeed in this scheme, and then going out and getting your veterans from defense and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, like, I think, and the only way for me on the field that the Panthers win this game is if they do, like the second game last year when they came out and just stopped the run, you know, the whole that was the whole Mariota helicopter throw bullshit. Yeah. But if they by chance stop the run this year, that does put all the emphasis on Dez, right? So, but it's a totally different team. It's hard to project. Like we've seen Dez limited action. He got better the last couple of games, but with very limited weapons. Mm-hmm. He's got all his weapons, you know, this year, you know, so
all of them.
So I can't even say really, like, if you stop the run, you're going to win. Cause that's not even, I don't truly believe that. Cause I think Dez can still go out there and win the game with his arm, you know, like he did that his whole career at Cincinnati, winning the games with his arm. So, I mean,
and I want to add in something. I just want to say this real quick.
Yeah, man.
Even if teams stop the run, the short pass game will be the run. Feel me? Like, yeah, he got so many targets to go to that are like less than like 5 yards. It'll still be the run game just with short pass. So you're not, there's no way to stop that. If like, I don't see it. This would have to royally implode to not work.
That's it. And what you said, looking at the rosters alone and what Dave said earlier in the chat, at the beginning of the show, there's literally no excuse, man. Like you cannot come out flat. You cannot come out and lose this game. It's not, I don't think it's a must win, but you're going to see 75% of the city going crazy if we lose this game. I mean, they're going to be like, Art ain't it, needs to be fired. Dez sucks. Need to get Tannehill. Yep. I mean, it's going to be just boom. I mean, I don't know. So it's not a must win, but damn it, it's really close because it's a division opponent. You want to start off 1-0. You definitely want to start off 1-0 in the division.
Give up real fast. You know, like that girl that you don't really want to talk to. She kind of ugly. She don't really got no butt. Like, you would do it if you bored on a Friday, but it's not something you really like. She can't do nothing wrong. If she got a small mouth, she out. She do it. She's anything you. So that's our fans. Like, our fans, man, they have one bad game. We should have got Lamar. I hate this coach. Draft a running back. Why did we draft the run? Everything, man, our fans will turn on you so fast. We have to win week one. We have to, because our fans will give up and be at the strip club in the Waffle House. You got to win.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and looking at, I mean, Joe, just from an offensive standpoint for Carolina, we've already talked about the injuries they have at wide receiver, Thielen, and we don't know if Thielen or Shark is going to go. And if they do go, they're not going to be 100%. So you're going to have, that going for them. You're going to have Miles Sanders, who didn't play a snap in preseason, going out there. You have a young-ish offensive line. It's not very good. Like, all these things just combined to, like, you can't lose this game, man. You just can't. And if you do allow Bryce time, then he will eat you up because he's got, like I said, he can make all the throws. And he's very good anticipation thrower. Like, he can do that all day long. So you're going to have to get pressure on him, going to have to hit him. Like we said,
I'm anxious to see him play, man. Y'all talk about him highly. Everybody talks about him very highly.
Yeah. I mean, he was good. I mean, he freaking Heisman Trophy winner. And, you know, I mean,
I like it's CJ just CJ though, man. That was my guy.
And I mean,
shout out to Damski.
Yeah. But, you know, as in the defensive line, I mean, you know, we know Bryce's height, right? So, I mean, like, if they're getting their hands up too, we got some big-ass defensive linemen. You know, we just got to get our hands up, man, make it tough for him to complete anything over the middle, make him, like I said, get uncomfortable in the pocket, all those things, man. I don't see a way that we lose this game, man. I just don't. And if we do, it's going to be a disaster. We're going to have a terrible the betting odds right now. We are 3.5-point favorites, which is a lot closer than I think it should be.
Okay.
But because I think we should be a touchdown favorite or more.
Yeah. But you know how they do us.
I know. Yeah. It's all unproven. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. So the over under is interesting. Over under is 39.5 points. What do you think? It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But I mean, I like it. We'll see. Because it's week one. I can't base it on anything. I'll just be talking on my ass. I say, yeah. Okay.
Well, we're going to predict the score in a little while anyway. So that'll tell us.
Yeah. Here.
But Tyler, appreciate you.
Love when you have John and Mike episodes. Well, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, man. We enjoy it, too. We do have guests quite a bit, but hey, man.
We love having guests, but we are peanut butter and jelly. It's everybody like peanut butter and jelly.
That's right.
Garrett said, I pray he does well. I know folks have their notepads out. Yeah, but hey, I will say this again. Please, everybody in the chat, everybody that can hear my voice right now, do not erase the screenshots you took from the off season. Don't erase them. We need those receipts. I got a great feeling about this season, and I believe a lot of people are gonna switch over and be like, I was riding on the lawn, or I always thought like Bijan was. And I want y'all to, I don't have any screenshots. You can send them to me. I post them. Send them to John. Post them yourself. We need to get these people. We need to get them. Just keep it. All them people, how they stupid. They should have got Lamar Jackson, and we shouldn't have drafted Bijan, and we stupid, and we going to suck, and all this stuff. Remember that. Remember what everybody said, and remember that you had faith when there was no external evidence. That so you deserve to celebrate. You deserve it.
Yeah, you know I got them all saved, man. Bookmark to hell. You go on my bookmark.
You got to do it. Yeah, please.
A list of them. So, yeah. We'll be having fun with those.
Teams because we didn't draft, man.
Don't
remember that. hopefully. Really? I can't wait till we play the New York Jets. Man, I want to go to that game so bad. That's going to be I don't know why I feel like that's going to be our best game. Like, not our best game, but the best game. It's going to be competitive, like when we play the Saints. The headlines will be, look out, Gotham City. Here comes Joker. Oh, that's a good one. Here comes Joker and the Riddler. Hey, that's a good one. Hopefully, I like that. Yeah. Damn, my Bubba Gump. How to Catch a Falcon Hater, for real. Y'all got to go see that. You got to go catch. That's what they do. How to Catch a Falcon Hater. You got to catch him. I've got some screenshots, Bubba Gump, saved in my notes. Please don't erase that, y'all. I got some feeling some people going to try to switch sides. Once you jump the fence, you stay over there.
Yeah, and I mean, a little note, and it's not a huge thing, but you know, like we already said, DeMarco did play against Bryce, or did practice against Bryce for three years, so he does know him, knows his strengths, knows his weaknesses. Dave Huxtable came over from Alabama, defensive analyst over there, so he's also, I mean, like pretty familiar with him. So it's kind of nice to have a couple of guys in house that's played against him that kind of knows him, you know, because they all know the physical stuff, you know. And then you know, like Jerry Gray even said in his press conference, said, you know, we can all watch the physical stuff on screen and see what he can do and what he can't do. But what you don't know is what he's like mentally, like what gets him down, or what affects him, you know, when he's down, or what affects him when he's up, or, you know, what's his mentality like, all that stuff. You know, it's helpful to learn that from the players or from anybody that's had an interaction with him. So, anyway, buddy, so, before we get to inter out, man, what is your score prediction, man?
I'm going 24/7 Falcons.
24/7, big showing by the defense. I love it.
I think I'm going to be honest, man. I know everybody got faith in the offense. I got faith in the defense. Nielsen and Gray, man, again, I am totally against the Saints. I don't want the staff coming here. But what Terry did, I love Terry. And with like Nielsen and Gray, I honestly think that'll be the best tag team of defensive coaching we ever had in the history of the Atlanta Falcons. I honestly believe that. And with the players that Terry got under them and with their guidance, I really think that's going to be the show that y'all are surprised about. I think that everybody is high on the offense because of the stars like celebrity of the offense. But if y'all look at the actual talent, it's like Bill Belichick almost. You know, like the Patriots defense is always really good and you don't know. Mm-hmm. You're like, who is that? Who is this? That's what our defense is. If y'all paying attention, that's what our defense is. They're all good players. Where's the weakness? Where you see, oh, he suck, he gonna be a liability. Like, there's no player you could point to that you know, like, he's gonna be a liability. And we have that every year. We know, you know, I hope they don't throw to his side or they can attack him. Like, there's no player on this team that you could just do. The defense with that coaching, that I believe this is the best defensive coaching we've ever had. It's the most creative. That's who my faith is in. So I'm high on the defense. Clark, just look at the backups, and that should tell you the talent. Just look at the people that's sitting on the side who not even in the game. Like, that should tell you where we at. I think that's going to be it. So, yes, I expect the defense to shut them down. It's just not a very good offense. So I expect them to score just once off of Luck. Bryce Young is still Bryce Young. I expect him to get one off with his legs or with a trick pass or something. But I think we'll score the points, but they won't score the points. 24-7.
I like that, man. I like it better than mine, actually. But the and what you said too about Nielsen, like he said in his press conference that the culture that you could just tell, like it's you know a lot of shit's coach speak, a lot of stuff that you know the coaches say because it's all like you expect them to say stuff. Like when he said this earlier in his press, and y'all go watch it on YouTube if you haven't seen it. But he talks about Arthur and how like they've just created this culture where he can't wait to get up in the morning and get to the facility and get to work and try to get better. Like you can tell he actually, like he truly means that. Like, and it's with all the coaches. I mean, they all have that same mentality, man. So I agree with you, dude. It's a great combination out there. We're going to see great things. My score prediction is 31-17. I think they're going to get a couple of scores in the field goal. But I think earlier in the offseason, you know, I've on record as saying that we should not score less than 25 if our offense is rolling or even just doing what they should be doing. I mean, you know what I mean? So yeah. I know we're going to face some good defenses, but if we do what we should be able to do on offense, they have a really hard time stopping us. Dude, last year Art ran the ball in spite of the score and people couldn't stop us. They knew we were going to run the ball.
Yeah. Yep.
And they couldn't stop it. So, I mean,
they knew we was going to run.
I mean, hell, even we were down in Cincinnati, he kept running the ball. You know what I mean? And part of that is because he had no faith in Marcus throwing the ball, which he's never said that, but we know that's the case. But, dude, I just think that, you know, I think Art's such a good – I think how good Art is as a coach and play caller, we're going to see that on display this season. That's what I'm betting on. You know, that we're going to, like, you know, and he's going to come out and show it. So, yeah, 31-17, buddy.
So, I just want to add in one thing before we go to in or out. It's one thing but two things. I don't ever want to get so excited about Kyle Pitts and Drake London and the new players, Desmond Ridder and Bijan, that I feel like it ain't nothing wrong with that. But two players that I have to say this, you know, we cannot take Jake Matthews for granted and the contribute how reliable and consistent that man has been. And the next player is Tyler Algier. Like, don't remember he was the damn near sole reason for our success last year. So let's not just get so excited about Bijan that we're not even talking about this dude and the fact that he'll be better than he was last year. That's our guy. So let's not get so excited about the new shiny toy we got that we forget about old reliable there, because that's our guy. Tyler is the man, and Tyler's a good dude. I seen him at training camp showing love to all the fans. Like, I just don't want to overlook him because we got help now and because we got everything that we all going to just forget about. Or we going to – that dude held us down. That was really the sole reason. We had an idiot at quarterback. Like, we had an idiot at quarterback. And that dude, like, they knew he was getting the ball. And it was a bowling ball with legs. I never – he'd carry 2, 3, 4 people before he dropped. Tyler, that dude. So I don't want to overlook. Shout out to Tyler, man. Jay Black said 28-10 Falcons. I love this because all of them is in the high 20s. I like this. Ooh, but you forgot a pick six. I told you, Clark Phillips. I'm good for 2 or 3 of those. Pick six. I love it.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right, Mike. Let's move on, buddy. And for anybody that's new, we do some different stuff in the shows. This week it's in or out. We got Oxy. You know what? Let's do another one first. We have a new segment.
I'd say we do too. So this is a new segment, okay? It's called If I'm Lying, I'm Flying, okay? And here's what the way that this new segment to Out of Your Falcon Mind is going to work. I'm going to say something. Well, you know what? I'm going to just do it so y'all can catch on as I do it, okay? I believe in this first game against the Carolina Panthers. I just said Tyler Algier, so I'm going to use Tyler. Tyler Algier himself, not him and Bijan, not Tyler Algier himself, is 100 yards bound on the ground. No, he's 100 yards bound If I'm lying, I'm flying and my feet on the ground. You hear me? So that means I'm not lying. Again, I'm going to do it again. Tyler Allgeier is 100 yards bound. If I'm lying, I'm flying and my feet on the ground. Okay? That's a new segment. Tyler Allgeier, 100 yards by himself on Sunday. John, who you got?
Rushing. Just running yards rushing. Okay. Yeah, so for me, man, I'm lying if I'm flying. When Bijan gets 125 total yards this Sunday and two touchdowns.
Ooh, Johnny Yates, you might be flying, buddy. I think I see you rising out that seat.
Exactly right. I love it. Exactly right.
A new segment. We got plenty, Curry. It's a new season. We got plenty. I'm in the workshop just cooking up shit.
All right.
In or out. Let's go, Johnny Yates. So I say we trade these. So this is to all our new listeners, man. We just throw in different segments. We get creative with the show. So this is one of our favorite ones to do. We'll probably pick a new one every one, but this one is in or out. Me and John just trade these off until we run out of them, okay? We had a good time. We had an hour and 12, so we got time to do it. So I say we just trade them. Johnny Yates, you want to start off? You want me to start?
I can start because I've got a ridiculous one to start off with. And it's okay. It's kind of in or out. I could say, are you in? But it won't make a whole lot of sense. But so we were riding this week on Barrett Parkway, and I saw this truck pull up next to me, man. And it had this wrap on it, all right? And it said U.S. Thought Patrol. And I was like, what the fuck is U.S. Thought Patrol? Like THOT, right? It's fully wrapped. It's got like an emblem on it. It's got lights on the truck. Never heard of it. Of course, it's got a website. So you go to it. It looks all official. Y'all can go to it if you want. I mean, it's hilarious. Thoughtpatrol.org. It is the Department of Hoes and Insecurity.
Y'all told me about this and I cried laughing.
Dude, it's ridiculous. It's if you go to it, I'm on it right now. So if you look at their mission, there are six pillars of thoughtishness. Okay. Number one is McDonald's. Number two is change they phone. Number three is twerk. Number four is be bisexual. Number five is eat hot chip. And number six is lie. Their mission is to stop thoughtlessness before it starts. Our agents work to achieve this goal by eliminating all behaviors that compose the six pillars of thoughtlessness, which is the ones I just read to you. It says these behaviors are most commonly seen in women born after 1993, but not limited to one gender or age group.
That's so ridiculous.
So damn stupid. Dude, it is hilarious, but they have legitimate, like, you can go like merchandise, you can buy wraps for your cars.
It's a website. Like,
it's a full fucking, dude, it's just so ridiculous. I'd never seen it before in my life, and I saw it, and I was like, wow. You can buy decals. It's unreal. So anyway, that really wasn't in or out, but I had to share.
Man, I'm in. I'm in with that.
Yeah, you in Thought Patrol, baby? Let's go.
I'm Thought Patrol, man. I got one. I got to start off with this one.
Yes, I did, ATL Peach. I love it, though.
I got to start off with this one. Are you in or out that your mom is always your mom? And is why I'm saying that. My mom came to spend some time with me recently, man. And I love my mom. I really believe I have the best mom in the world. And the reason why I say your mom is always your mom is my mom never stops being my mom. Like, she never is a person that's like, well, you grown, so you fend for yourself. I'm not helping you. My mom is not that type. My mom will be my mom when she's 90 and I'm 60. She'll probably be asking me, do you got clothes for work? Do you need like some groceries? Like, my mom is my mom. Kerry said that had to be Mike's car. That's hilarious. But your mom is always your mom. Like, your mom loves you unconditionally, no matter how you fucking up in life, no matter if you become successful, if you don't become successful, no matter what religion you practice, your mom loves you to death, and your mom is always your mom if you got a good mom. So I'm definitely in. I love you, mom.
100%
Johnny Yates.
And I'm 100% in. Yeah. And even on your, I'll shout out to your mom, because your mom actually supported Liam last year and the Cooperstown trip. They didn't have to, you know, just
she came here awesome. And she had on a fucking man out of your mind, out of your Falcon mind shirt in a color that I didn't even know we made. So shout out to mom. And she does like, man, she loved John. She loved Liam. She loved Savion. She loved Trey. She loved Fleet. So that's her squad there. And my mom supports the podcast, man. She got more shirts for Out of Your Falcon Mind than I do. She just loved. I have the best mom ever. So I had to add that in there. Your mom is always your mom. And I'm a grown man and my mom still support me in everything I do. If I drop a rap album right now, she'd be the first one to download it.
100% right. 100% right, man. So what's funny is, and I've never heard of this before. That's the wrong thing. Are you in or out on the, and I know it still existed, Home Shopping Network, buddy. It still exists.
I didn't even know that was still on. Damn.
I just happened to be scrolling through and I was like, HSN, what is that? I'm like, wait, why is that still there? Dude, I turned on for like 5 seconds and like they were showing some lady's coat. It was like, yeah, this is great. You know, they're doing the whole tour. Like, and then they show the website you can go buy it on. So why the hell is it even still there?
Yeah. Why would you? That's crazy. Totally out,
no more Home Shopping Network. Y'all got to wrap that shit up.
It's for old people, probably, just the elderly.
That's it. Unless you, the age group's got to be like 75 to 90. Yeah. That's watching that. That's got to be it. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm out. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Man, I got a good one for y'all. I got a good one. Y'all need to listen to me. Listen to me. I got a good one because this is deep. There are two type of people in this world. All right. Most human beings, if you got a good heart, you have a good heart. If you want something that's going to make you feel good in the getting of it, but it's going to hurt somebody else that you love or that's in your life, all of a sudden, you don't want it as much or you don't pursue it because you feel like, nah, I wouldn't want them to get hurt by that or I wouldn't want it to spill onto them. That's how most people operate. If I really want something, but I feel like, oh, it's going to fuck John over or it's going to hurt John, I don't want it anymore because I couldn't enjoy it. I don't care what it was. I couldn't enjoy it. I know, man, I just devastated John to get something I wanted individually. It wouldn't make me feel as good as if I got it the right way or in a way that didn't hurt John. And then you got people that feel like as long as I get the thing, like I don't even comprehend why I would care how you felt, because I got the thing. Like, why would I be hurt? Because you, like, it would be you that feel hurt. Like, I wouldn't feel those feel. Like, I wouldn't be, I get the thing, right? So that's all. It's as far as they brain go to. As long as I get what I want, whoever I got to shit on, whoever I got to do, like, I can act totally selfishly in any way, because as long as I get what I want and I get to express my feelings and I get to be happy, I don't really care what I put you through or what you got to go through. And I just think, bro, that's the most sucker shit you could do to somebody that love you or somebody that really rock with you in your life. So I'm out on that. And I encourage everybody, man, you can get stuff the right way. And you can do things the right way. And if you really believe in whatever you believe in, if you really believe in it, then you should believe that you could get whatever it is the proper way without hurting nobody. You should never have to hurt somebody to make yourself happy. And if you do, you're a fucking sucker. And just know I said it. So I'm out on that.
1,000% out. 1,000% out. Yeah. It's not the way to do it, man.
I'm out on that.
I'm going to end it with this one. This is going to test your faith, buddy, in this one.
Okay.
Dez will prove this year that he's the guy for the next decade in Atlanta.
Ooh, shit. Johnny Yates said decade. See, you talking Matt Ryan.
I'm talking about, this is going to be the guy for the next decade.
Next decade.
Kerry said, y'all, this game is good. So far, the Lions faked the punters on 17. That's Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell doing shit right there.
Johnny Yates, I'm out. I don't say decade. Ooh. I say May. I just don't. Berto, I would never jeopardize anybody getting hurt, doing the right thing, man. Just do what's right in your heart, man. It always feel good to do what's right in your heart. You don't got to hurt nobody else. Johnny Yates, I'm out. Let me tell you something. I would have to answer that after week one. I haven't seen. I got to see first. I can't. Yeah, I am out of my Falcon mind, but I've got to be out on that one. Are you in on that?
I'm going to use blind faith and be in, baby.
A lot of it's
to do with the combination of him and Art. Like, I think that, you know, okay, in Art's scheme, I think he can be that guy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That he can be successful. So I hope he proves me wrong, but damn it, I'm in. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got two more. So I'm going to end it with these. One is I watched something on
Netflix. I love Netflix. It. Terry, you the man, dude.
I love these. Everybody said it.
Love it.
So I saw something that I thought was ridiculous on the Netflix. It was I just said the Netflix. I'm old as hell.
Did you watch it on the TV?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. But it was called Don't Pick Up the Phone. It's the most ridiculous thing you ever seen. It's a dude calling, he's calling your McDonald's and people are strip searching the employees because he said, I'm a cop. And it's going on for hours. Like, I want the girl to strip and do jumping jacks. And she got to have, like, oral sex with you. And people are carrying out this act just based on, I think it's a cop on the phone. It's a true story. Y'all got to watch. It's called Don't Pick Up the Phone on Netflix. It's ridiculous. So my out is, dog, you don't always have to obey, authority figures, police. If they're wrong, don't do nothing wrong just because the person that's authoritative told you to do it. If your parent tell you to do something wrong, you don't have to do it. Your teacher, you don't have to do it. Your boss, you don't have to do it. The police, you don't have to do wrong because an authority. And all these people are getting charged with felonies and going to jail for years and years and years. And their only excuse is, I thought it was a cop who was telling me to do it on the phone. And I'm like, yeah, so you touched the minor? Wow. Because you thought a cop told you, like, it's still registered in your mind that it was cool because a cop told me to touch a minor. You deserve whatever you get after that. I just was out. Don't always do things because the authority. Have you seen that, John?
No, I have not seen that show.
Don't pick up the phone. Y'all got to see it. It is ridiculous. Kerry said Joey B just became the highest player in the NFL history. Yeah. Oh, he definitely deserved that.
Good for him, man.
And I want to end the show with this one. It's my last in or out. Sorry. The word sorry. All my life I've seen, I've had friends of mine who would argue. And I've known people who've been friends with each other for 10, 12 years. And just because one of them don't want to, or they feel like, I ain't saying sorry, they would rather throw the friendship in the trash than just say, man, I was tripping that night, had some alcohol or whatever. They just don't want to say I'm sorry. If there are so many people in this world that feel like I'm just never saying sorry. I could be dead wrong. I'm not saying it. Like, I might think I'm sorry, I might feel I'm sorry. I'm not saying sorry, dog. Sorry be meaning and the person might not even accept your apology. You never know if you're gonna do that and they'd be like, no, you went too far. But I'm just saying, it always make people feel good if you're wrong. I'm just go back and say sorry. It don't make you no less of a person. It don't. You will want somebody to tell you sorry, right? If they wronged you. So just don't be that person that feel like you can't apologize. And I know it's humbling. It's embarrassing because I had to humble my. It's embarrassing when you really do something wrong. You be like, oh, now, but you can't be thinking of it like I'm gonna lose power and I'm gonna lose leverage and embarrass myself and humiliate my. You thinking of it too deep. Were you wrong? Yes. Say sorry. That's it. So just don't ever feel like you above saying sorry to anybody, your parents, your siblings, in your relationship, a coworker. If you did something wrong, I don't even care if you tweeted something and you thought it was too mean after you tweeted it, take it down and just, hey, man, I was emotional. Like, that's all you got to do. Just, hey, man, my bad. Or you say something on a podcast that you really spoke out of turn when you play, I really shouldn't have. Just say, man, hey, listen, I was in a mood that day. Or like I said, I had some alcohol, I was high, whatever it was, just apologize, man. That should be meaning the world to people. And we want people to apologize to us. So we got to be those people to apologize to other people, man. We all adults. You should be able to say sorry. I'm in.
In, baby. Last one, then we're going to close it out. Pumpkin spice is back, buddy. Are you a basic white girl? Do you like pumpkin spice?
I didn't even need to hear the question. Pumpkin spice is my favorite flavoring of anything. I will put it on eggs, on pizza. Hey, listen, man. I don't know what. Oh my God. I put it on everything. Matt, listen, man. Starbucks got creamer now.
Yeah.
But they got non-dairy pumpkin spice. I got it in the fridge right now. I'm drinking 3 cups a day just to taste pumpkin spice. Like, man, I just might buy decaf. So,
dude, they're,
they don't even want me, but pumpkin spice, I'm in. I love
their, their pumpkin muffin's pretty serious, too. Okay, the pumpkin muffin? Yeah, dude, get the pumpkin muffin.
I never had it.
Dude, grab the pumpkin muffin next time you're there. I'm telling you.
And pumpkin spice is back. Stand in line. Pumpkin pie, love it.
Fucking Alberto's King pumpkin pie, man. But you got to come in the fall, man. Amanda makes about 10 pumpkin pies over the course between now and like the wintertime, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, so yeah, I'm with it, man. I'm with it.
Perry said, I agree, Mike. You have to be an adult and learn to communicate and apologize. Communicate your feelings and say you sorry. Bubba Gump said, hell no.
Get on with that pumpkin, man.
Bro, but I can't do pumpkin spice coffee, Birdo. He said the pumpkin muffin is elite. I got to get that now. I'm going to get that tomorrow. Pumpkin spice in that coffee, Birdo. I'm telling you, man. Right. It feel like autumn in your soul. It feel like autumn. And carve a pumpkin, y'all. Okay, I know we all grown, but get your ass a pumpkin and carve it.
There you go. Folks, that's all we got. We have completed our first preview show of the season. We're going to win on Sunday. It's just a matter of how much.
I love jumping, talking shit to close it out.
Damn right. I don't care about how. I mean, hang on. Carrie said, I'm in. I don't care how basic I sound. I love anything Campion is so good. Hey, at least I'm not too basic. I don't listen to Taylor Swift. There you go, Carrie.
I love it.
But anyway, look, thank you guys for hanging out with us tonight while there's NFL football on. We're going to go watch it now ourselves. But as always, man, make sure you smash a like button for us, as the YouTubers say. Like, we'll just keep sounding like we're old folks here since you're watching the Netflix.
Shout out to Logan.
You know, that's right, baby. But hit the like button for us if you are here watching, so we can get more Falcons fans to the channel. Hit the subscribe button so we can reach 1,000 and really get this thing cooking. If you're listening to us on iTunes, Spotify, man, drop us a 5-star review so we can grow on those platforms as well. You can email us at atlfalconfancast@gmail.com if you want to send us anything. It can be anything about the show, anything funny, personal. It don't matter, man. Just email us. We'll read it out if you want us to. He said,
Mini 95. No, oh, I like this. Who's this? Is this Birdo's kid? Who's this?
He said, go to bed. So it looks like it.
It is Birdo's kid. Shout out to Birdo's kid. I love it. He loves everything. Don't listen to him. Hey, Mini 95. I knew that was your kid. I love it. Jordan said, awesome show, fellas. Hey, I appreciate you always
coming.
Thank
you, Jordan. Appreciate it, man.
Everybody that's here right now, because football is on. And yes, for you to be here with us means something, because football is back, baby. I love it. Let's go watch that game.
That's right. So yeah,
at Mahomes,
that's right,
baby.
Man. Check out our merch. bonfire.com/out of your falcon mind. Like, again, you can check out the merch there to support us there. And again, check out Morgan Man Sports. The podcast will be dropping tomorrow morning that I'm on, that Mike will be on next time when Zoom works for him.
Morgan Man, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Good night, Carrie. Good to see you. Thank you, as always. Carrie, we love you. ATL Peach, love you. Appreciate it.
Love you.
So we will see y'all. Look, we're going to try to do this on Sunday. We're going to see how the schedule goes for us, do the recap show. And then we will be back next Thursday, of course, to preview the Packers game. And we will have a special guest recapping the Packers game with us. He's been in the chat tonight. Y'all might know him. His name's Alberto. He'll be with here recapping the Packers show with us. So can't wait to get another show with Alberto. Good night, ATL Peach. Mike, you got anything left to say, buddy?
Nah, man. I just appreciate everybody that rocked with us through the offseason. I don't know how our channel grew when there was no football, but it did. So I love y'all for that. And again, I got to say, everybody that rocked with me through my little pause there when I wasn't doing anything, thank you, because I'm back in full swing. I feel great. I feel like we're going undefeated and we're going to win the Super Bowl. So y'all should be excited. Y'all should be positive. Football is back. I encourage you to go watch Mr. Mahomes, the greatest quarterback in the NFL, and rock it out of your Falcon mind on all platforms. And I got to add this in there. Hit the like button, because apparently that actually means something when you just watch hit the like button, because even I didn't do that before I had a podcast. I will watch things, absolutely love it, and then just change it. So subscribe to things and hit the like button. That actually helps. I didn't even know that myself. So just take that moment. If we do a video or whatever, however you like, I don't know what y'all do, but however you like it or send it, subscribe it. I don't know. Smash up the likes, as Logan would say. Smash that like button. Yeah, but go. I know that stuff does help. So I just want to thank you guys. And be sure to, if you do watch our content, to like it and share the 10 stages of being a Falcon fan, because it's time to go. Let's go.
Yep, it's time to get out of your Falcon mind, as we would say. And so, yeah, Falcons, baby, let's go. Sunday win by 2+ touchdowns. Rise up, baby. Let's get out of here. We'll see you Sunday, Monday. Just keep your eyes on the channel or on Twitter. We'll let you know. So, Mike, take us out, buddy.
Out of your Falcon mind. Peace.